Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I was calling with a question about vaccines and who's eligible.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm calling about for my husband. He just turned 60.
Okay.
And now, he has asthma, and he's also a former smoker, and he's got, I don't know what his BMI is, but anyway, for his height, he's probably considered, you know, his BMI is probably high. But asthma is the primary thing we've been worried about. So I just spoke to Jefferson County, that hotline, and she told, or Jefferson County Department of Health, at their main number, and she advised me to call this number.
I don't know why they're doing that. There's nothing we can do on this line.
Okay.
They actually need to, because for one, Jefferson County is handling their own. And
okay.
So the only thing I could do is refer you back to Jefferson County for them to actually, we don't even make the appointments for Jefferson County. They handle it themselves.
Right. And is it all going through the health department? Or I know, you know, Jefferson County EMA is involved. Obviously, there are private providers that are doing this, so.
Everything, when we were scheduling through the health department. Now,
okay.
How they are actually doing it, since they don't allow us to do it for them, I'll be quite honest with you, we really don't know.
Yeah, I understand. Do you know generally, though, because, you know, how they have the phases, and I understand that it's 65 and older, but I thought, and I did download, what is it, a 3-page documents that show the phases that the state has, Department of Health is talking about.
Right.
But I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought it was we were at 65 and older, but also people who would have pre-existing conditions that would increase their risk of, you know, mortality or, you know, having a severe case, which
well,
I feel like, you know.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I just said, I'm, you know, feeling like with asthma, you know, he's been vulnerable to this, which is why, I mean, we haven't been in a building since the, you know, 15th of March, except to go to, you know, doctor appointments. And, you know, we've been ordering all of our, I mean, everything just because of his asthma. And then my son had childhood asthma. So we've just not been taking any risks. So he's working at home and my son's been doing remote school since, you know, the 15th of March. So I'm just worried about him, you know, just trying to get him vaccinated as soon as he's eligible. So some of these, you know, when you have to click on a particular, you know, do you have these conditions when you're registering? They talk about COPD, but asthma wasn't on there. Well, he doesn't have COPD. So I didn't click it, but then it looked like he had no conditions, if that makes any sense. So I'm trying to kind of get that fine-tuned to see, you know, I mean, just whether he's, you know, higher, make sure he's as high on the list as he's supposed to be, I guess.
Whenever in the very beginning, when we first started, where we could actually make the appointments before they started just pre-registering and handling, doing the appointments themselves, we were able to actually select whether there was pre-existing conditions or not. And there were certain conditions on there that we could select. Right now, whenever we put anything in for anyone and get them pre-registered, the only thing that we're going by is their name, the county they live in, and their age. There are no selections as far as any pre-existing anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
That's interesting that they've kind of phased that out then for some reason.
Well, I think it's honestly because, I mean, it was just millions of people that had pre-existing, and there was just no way to, I mean, cause how do you verify anything? Or it was, I think it was just honestly just too overwhelming and too complicated to do it.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I thought it was why. So my doctor is at primary care and my husband's is at St. Vincent's Hospital in Birmingham. And they were doing vaccines for their patients. And then about I think they had one dose of, you know, sent to them, and then they said, okay, we can't get any more from the state. We try to negotiate this. We're done. You just get it where you can find it. And so they sort of withdrew from the whole process, which I thought, you know, it seems St. Vincent's Hospital would have, you know, the clout over, you know, Rich's Pharmacy in Mountain Brook to be able to do this for their patients, you know.
Right.
So that was very, very, what I want to say, I don't know, distressing maybe? That's probably too strong a word, but okay. Well, I may try to call Jefferson County EMA and just see what they say.
I would definitely do that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I appreciate your help.
You are so welcome. I'm sorry. I wish I could have helped more, but you can also, if you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, the ADPH.org or the CDC.gov.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.